CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own webpage. Good morning, it's Sunday the 11th of June 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Real-time propagation tool goes online. Jamaica removes Morse requirement. New 122 and 241 gigs UK records. A new graphing tool has been developed by Jim G3YLA of the Propagation Studies Committee to show the near real-time critical frequency over the UK and the predicted maximum usable frequency over different paths. A feature on how to use the free tool appears in the July issue of Radcom, but if you want to try the critical frequency tool on your own, it can be found at www.convectiveweather.co.uk/ionosphere, and there are useful help files to get you going. Amateur radio operators and technicians in Jamaica will no longer be required to be proficient in Morse code as a result of changes onto the regulations for the two pieces of legislation that govern radio and telegraph control services. The existing 122 gigs and 241 gigs UK distance records were both extended to new distances of 6.8 kilometres with two-way contacts in CW between John Hazel, G8ACE, operating from his home, to Ian Lamb, G8KQW portable, located in Shrona Wood, Winchester. The contact took place on Sunday, the 21st of May. Transmit power levels were around 200 microwatts at both ends on both bands, and the antennas were 30-centimetre dishes with separate 122 and 241 gigs feed horns. RST was 539 each way on both bands. You can see the context thanks to the video uploaded to YouTube by John. I'll try and read this out, but you won't make much sense of it. https://u2.be/kfigure6zknyyjb_qa. Simply just to look it up, I think. A three-page briefing note from the UK Activity Contest Workshop on the 3rd of June is now available. It can be downloaded as a PDF from www.rsgb.org/vhf-contest-update and describes what was discussed, plus the workshop group's unanimous proposal for the further development of these successful contests. European Space Agency astronaut Thomas KG5 Fox Yankee Golf returned to Earth on the 2nd of June after a six-month tour of duty on the International Space Station. It took more than 3 hours to descend to Earth in a Soyuz MS-03 transporter. During this time on the ISS, he participated in several amateur radio on the International Space Station's school's contacts. Italian astronaut and amateur Paolo Nespoli, IZ0JPA, will head to the ISS in July. Grimsby ARS has updated the D-Star UHF repeater GB7GC with a new antenna and UHF preamp on receive. These improvements will help with better coverage in the area. They'll be doing the same for GB3GY, the UHF FM repeater based in Cleethorpes. Visit www.grimsbyars.uk for more details. The call sign of the Perth City Internet Gateway on 145.2125 megs is now MB7APT-L. The station is part of the Echolink system with a new node number of 866340. The gateway station is located on Kinool Hill on the outskirts of Perth. It has good coverage both of the city and a swathe of its hinterland to the north and west. Access is with a CTCSS tone of 94.8. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today, the 11th of June, Junction 28 Amateur Radio Rally will take place at Bowles Hall, Alfreton Leisure Centre, Church Street, Alfreton, DE557BD. Contact the Rally Secretary for details, 0115 930 7322. Also today, the 11th, the East Suffolk Wireless Revival, otherwise known as the Ipswich Rally, will take place at the new venue of Curtin Recreation Ground, Back Road Curtin, IP10 0PW, just off the A14. Doors open at 9:30 with free car parking and entry fee of £2. There'll be a trade stand There will be trade stands, car boot sale, bring and buy, special interest groups, GB4SW RHF station on the air, and an RSGB bookstall. Catering on site, contact Kevin G8MXV 0771 0046 846. Next Saturday the 17th, the South Lancs ARC Summer Rally will be held at Bickershaw Village Community Club, Bickershaw Lane, Bickershaw in Wigan, WN25TE. There's car parking on site, doors open 9 a.m. for the public, entry £2.50. Limited number of pitches available. There'll be a bring and buy, special interest groups and trade stands. Catering on site, details from Jason G0IZR, 01942 735828. On Sunday the 18th, the 30th Newbury Radio Rally will take place at the Newbury Showground, next to junction on the M4 and A34 in Berkshire. There's free parking on site, entry is £2.50 or £12.30 for those in the car boot area. There'll be a display area and amateur radio. There'll be a display area of amateur radio station exhibits, special interest groups, clubs and societies. There's an on-site catering disabled facility. The site is open to sellers from 8 a.m. to from the public, for the public from 9. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources. Four operators will be active as DL-006P and DL-ON for IPA from Fermarn Island, IOTA EU128. From the 17th to 23rd of June, they'll operate SSB RITI, PSK31, PSK63 with two stations, QSL, ON6ZV, direct or bureau, more on QSL.net. Riose, JH0IXE, will be on the air from Koror Island in the Republic of Palau. He will use the call sign THCW from the 9th to the 18th of June. Palau is in the Western Pacific Ocean and the IOTA reference is OC009. Activity will be all bands from 80 to 6 metres, non-CW, SSB and digital. QSL manager JA0FOX. Stefan DF8HS will be active from Fermarn Island. U128 from the 16th of June to the 1st of July, QSL Bureau. Didier F5PLR will be active as HI9 stroke. Call sign from Las Terrenas in the Dominican Republic, NA096, between the 6th of June and the 4th of July. He'll be using the 30, 20 and 15 metre bands. JA0JHQ will be active as AH0C stroke KL7 from near Anchorage in Alaska from the 17th to the 19th of June. Main activity 168 to 40, 20 metres during the All Asian DXCW contest. He's on the 17th, and 18th. QSL J0JHQ Bureau or direct logbook of the world. Log search on Club Log. Now the special event news. South Essex ARS will be operating from the Bay Museum, Canvey Island, on Sunday the 18th of June for Museums on the Air and to commemorate the two B-17s that crashed at Canvey Point in 1944. Crystal Palace Radio and Electronics Club will be activating GX2LW on HF and VHF at a street party in Overhill Way, Beckenham, Kent, on Saturday the 17th of June. Stations will be accessible to the public. As part of the Open Garden Squares weekend event, GB8CCG will be on the air from a temporary radio shed on the 17th from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at 182 Mare Street, London, E83RE. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society will be running GB0BTB on the 17th and 18th of June for the historic Beating the Bounds. Members will be active on all bands and modes, including data. Contest news, the IARUATV contest ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 11th. Using the 432 megs and up bands, the exchange's picture grade, 4-digit code, serial number and locator. The REF DDFM 6-metre contest ends its 24-hour run at 1600 UTC today, the 11th, using SSBCW and FM on the 50 MHz band, the exchange's signal report serial number and 4-digit locator. Today, the 11th, the 144 MHz Backpackers contest runs from 0900 to 1300 UTC, using all modes, the exchange a signal report serial number and locator, lasting 3 hours longer from 0900 to 1600 UTC today, the 11th, the practical wireless 2-meter QRP contest uses all modes on the band. The exchange a signal report serial number and locator, note the maximum power for this contest is 5 watts. On Tuesday, the 432 FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC, with the 432 MEGS UK activity contest following from 1900 to 2130. The exchange is the same for both signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 80-metre club championship is on from 1900 to 2030 UTC. It is the CW leg and the exchange is signal report and serial number. On Thursday, the 70 MEGS FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC and is followed from 1900 to 2130 UTC by the 70 MEGS UK activity contest, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The 50 MHz trophy runs from 1400 UTC on the 17th to 1400 UTC on the 18th. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. The All-Asian DX contest runs from 0000 UTC on the 17th to 2359 UTC on the 18th. Using CW only on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report and age. Next Sunday, the 18th, the UK Microwave Group High Band contest runs from 0900 to 1700 UTC. Using all modes on the 24 to 248 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Worked All Britain 50 megs phone contest takes place next Sunday, the 18th of June, 0900 to 1500 UTC. The exchange of signal report, serial number and web square. For UK stations, entries need to be with the contest manager by the 9th of July. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. Last weekend's National Field Day saw only average HF propagation with a geomagnetic disturbance on the Saturday evening, sending the K index to 4. Nevertheless, there was DX to be had, even if most of it was on 20 metres. G4ARN Portable in Norfolk reported working Brazil on 20 using 5 watts, but the majority of the other contacts were mostly European. Sporadic E did manage to cause some excitement up to 28 megs, but you had to be in the right place at the right time. The rest of the week was characterised by relatively settled geomagnetic conditions and a solar flux index in the 70s. 20 metres threw up some interesting openings in the evenings as the sun began to set. D-layer absorption dropped and David G3YYD reported working the USA, Mexico, Chile, Venezuela and Barbados on 20 metres SSB from 2100 to 2330 UTC. This backs up what we've been saying about 20 metre remaining open longer as we head towards the summer. Next week, the solar flux index is predicted to remain around 78 to 80. Geomagnetic conditions may be good until the 14th of July, when they may then become unsettled until the 18th. We suggest the best DX may be available this weekend and early next week, with F2 layers opening up onto 20 metres and occasionally 17. Sporadic E openings could occur from as low as 80 metres up to 10 metres, although D-layer absorption may hide them from the lower bands during daylight. Now for VHF and UP, an unsettled week has lasted into this weekend with further spells of rain or showers. This type of weather is good for rain scatter on the gigahertz band, but not much else. Early next week, high pressure starts to build around southern Britain and is later expected to form a small detached high over the country. This should be good for tropospheric opening projects, which should improve as the week goes on. Sporadic E is well underway now, with good QSOs being made, including multiple hop transatlantic and Japanese QSOs on 50 MHz. Even small stations are benefiting from the upsurge in digimode activity, but please try to spread out from 50.276 MHz and keep the correct time slot for your direction to avoid QRM. Most of all, please don't run attended JT beacons on this frequency. Leave it free for QSOs and calling CQ. Follow the clusters and beacons to get an early advantage and select the late morning and early afternoon prime times for checking the bands from 10 metres up to 2. The openings tend to move across Europe from east to west, so don't fix your beam in one direction only. This is not the sporadic E patch moving, but different areas becoming active as the Earth turns. There's often a lull during early afternoon and move up to the higher bands as they open to get maximum range. This is another poor week for EME with negative moon declination and high losses due to apogee on the 8th, so keep tweaking the systems on sun noise to optimise your performance. That's it from the propagation team. This week it's also all from me until next week.